The divine self conditioned, the divine self domain is without difference, without place, without other, without relatedness, without death, without diminishment, without limit, without problem. It's not only without all of that, it is itself. Truth, God, reality, self-shining, absolute. Self-shining, absolute, utterly bright, infinite, in love bliss, uncontained, centerless and boundless. Only that is truth, God, and reality. So obviously then it is not a status of person, it's not a superior status of individualism or individuality at all. It is individual only in the sense of the absolute person, being itself. Bright, all love bliss, existing on the basis of no conditions whatsoever, self-existing, infinite. That's what there is to realize. That is my state. That is the one you commune with. So then rather than look for me to console you in your egoic person, conforming to you, as if then to accept lies as truth, you should conform to me and come to me in the Christmas Carol story by Charles Dickens. The spirit of Christmas present appears magnificently robed in a huge pile of luxurious everything. At first, Scrooge is non-plu, a little bit resistive, and the spirit of Christmas present says, "Come and know me better, man." Do so. And in every moment of your devotional practice, submitting all the faculties, come and know me better. Do it more, do it better, do it further. Keep on keeping on, keep on going beyond.
This is the intimacy.
If you don't do that, then you withdraw from intimacy. There's always more and more. It's an ordeal, but it's an ordeal of delight.
Yes.
And leaving things behind, forgetting them, like the gopis around the cattle, and then suddenly Krishna appears in that mythology. It's about that. Forgetting all of that. Becoming absorbed in the God-man, in the divine condition, in the power of the samadhi of the realizer, you see? Becoming distracted to the point of forgetting all other occupations. And then in moments, taking on your responsibilities relative to conditional things, but in that ecstatic disposition, and never forgetting it, and never forgetting the devotional practice. Being a benign presence in the world, and not expecting the world to become utopia, you see? Not expecting ultimate happiness or ultimate fulfillment or ultimate realization to take place in the conditions of the world. Being of service compassionately, but not deluded. Sympathetic with beings, all beings, but not deluded likewise. Always in this communion, always devoted. Forgetting yourself, becoming a benign presence then, but always with me, and always getting to know me better. Mm-hmm.